Hello, I am Amy Gaston and I'm a trainee solicitor at Boyce Turner. Today on our Tales from the Top podcast series, we welcome Judy Marsh, who is a partner in the clinical negligence team. Judy secured a training contract at Boyce Turner and has worked here for 14 years. Judy not only works on clinical negligence cases for her clients, but is also involved in many internal business development initiatives and is a keen supporter of many charitable causes, which Judy will share with us later. I met Judy on my first day of being a trainee. Clinical negligence was my first seat rotation and Judy was my seat supervisor. Throughout my training contract, Judy has been a positive role model for me and I know for many others across our firm. Today, I have the pleasure to talk to Judy about her journey to becoming partner at Boyce Turner, the impact Judy wants to have on the firm, and any top tips she would give to a junior starting out like me. With all that said, welcome to the podcast, Judy.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
So before we get into the questions, I thought it would be fun to ask an icebreaker question so we really get to know you. As this podcast is all about your journey into law, what I want to know is, what did you want to be when you grew up?
So that's going to be a bit interesting. So when I was in school, I thought about being a teacher, specifically a PE teacher. And I remember thinking I would need to do a secondary subject, and I was really interested in history, so that was going to be my backup. I loved history at school and I did an A-level in both subjects in the end. But while I was at university, I actually applied to the Royal Navy to fly helicopters. My sight wasn't 20/20, which was a requirement for joining the RAF, but the Navy were a little bit more lenient. And I think I was probably inspired to do that by one of my favourite films of all time, Wings of the Apache. I never really fully committed to a career in law until the third year of my degree.
That's really interesting to hear that you really wanted to fly helicopters, and that's quite late into university that you wanted to do that. So what made you want to be a lawyer and essentially secure a training contract at Boyce Turner?
So I think in terms of wanting to be a lawyer, I was probably wrongly inspired by a lot of online TV shows and films. I thought the law was quite a glamorous industry to be in. I did apply to a number of firms for a training contract whilst I was in my last year of university, having decided that that was the route that I was going to go down. I did a dual honours degree at Keele University in Staffordshire, which was law with criminology. I dropped the criminology element in my last year so that I could gain a qualifying law degree. I didn't secure a training contract whilst I was at university, but I was lucky enough to still be able to go on and do my legal practice course at the Guildford College of Law immediately after my degree. But I still didn't have a training contract despite many applications. I secured a job after my legal practice course as a personal injury paralegal in a small local firm in Kent and continued to apply for the elusive training contract after that. In 2006, I saw an advert for a paralegal position at Boyce Turner in what was then the newly formed industrial disease department. I was really interested by it, and so I interviewed for the position. And although the firm then decided to take a different approach to recruitment for that team specifically, I was invited back to apply for the training contract. And I guess the rest, as they say, is history. But my first seat was with the ID team, and I did really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think that's really good to hear and to highlight that your application to being a paralegal at Boyce Turner led you to obtaining a training contract despite you not securing that paralegal position you applied for, and that also you can still be on an employer's radar for other opportunities at the firm. So Judy, you've worked at Boyce Turner for 14 years from being a trainee and having recently been appointed as a partner in the firm. When first starting as a trainee, was this your aim?
Honestly, yes. I have always, always wanted to be a partner. That's always been my end goal. I've always been really clear since I made the commitment to becoming a solicitor that I wanted to be a partner. I wanted to have a say in the running of the business and to help grow and develop the firm that I was in and support the people that make up the firm. And I have to say, although that was always my ambition, I didn't really have any idea what that entailed when I started out.
Yeah, I can understand. So for juniors like me, it's really interesting to understand the journey to becoming partner. Were there any steps that you took to get there?
I think I just worked really hard in the early years of my career just to get as much experience as I could, and not just experience within the training seats that I was in, and then early in my career as a clinical negligence lawyer in that field of the law. I wanted to make sure that I learned about management styles, about the commercial side of running a law firm. And I also just thought it was really, really important to just get to know as many different people across the business as possible whilst I was working and gaining more experience as a clinical negligence lawyer.
I recognise that it isn't always a smooth journey to achieve your career goal, but during your career as a solicitor, did you face any hurdles or challenges to becoming a partner?
I think everybody faces two types of hurdles, no matter what their career choice. There are those that exist in the business that you're in, and those that you set in your own way, if that makes sense. So I've been really lucky that Boies Turner has been incredibly supportive during my time at the firm. Coming back from maternity leave especially left me with a bit of imposter syndrome, but my team were a really great support to me. I remember sitting down with Susan Brown, who's the head of the clinical negligence team, and explaining the concerns I had about coming back to work in that situation. And she was really reassuring, and the team really stepped up around me, and I was soon back in running cases and feeling comfortable in the work that I was doing. Throughout my career, the partners that I've worked with have always taken time to speak to me about cases, to ask my opinion, to offer guidance where needed, and to really help me develop and hone my skills. So I think I've been lucky in that any hurdles that I've set for myself that I've let get in the way, the business and the people within the business have really helped me deal with. And I just haven't come across any hurdles within the business that I haven't been able to talk to people about and try and overcome.
Yeah, I think even from my first year as a trainee, I recognize that those conversations can be hard to start up with your employer, but I think they're really important to be had, as like you said, it ultimately has led to good things for you, and those conversations have been starters for choices you've made going forward.
Exactly.
As solicitors, our roles can extend to more than just working on matters for our clients. Apart from working with clients on cases, what other things are you involved with internally at Boies Turner and also externally?
So until the COVID pandemic hit, I was part of the Employee Engagement Committee at Boies Turner. This was a really great initiative looking to ensure employee engagement and effective communication across the business, something that I'm really passionate about. And just to ensure that communication was both up and down the whole structure of the firm, from the top to the bottom. I am a trainee seat supervisor, as you know, and have been for a number of years now. And it's been great to be involved in helping develop the junior lawyers who are the lawyers of the future and support them on their journeys. As a partner, I'm involved in a lot of business development discussions across all of the private client practice groups, really, and I chair our cross-marketing meetings as part of that role. So I have a really varied role in addition to helping my clients with their cases.
So in my first year as a trainee and just starting in my second year, I have found one of the biggest difficulties in dealing with my management of workload. How do you balance your workload as a clinical negligence solicitor, the work you do as a partner for the firm, and the work you do for the charities you also support?
So I think the balance is always really difficult to achieve, and I'm not sure anybody could 100% say that they get it right all of the time. I think it's a matter of taking stock each day of what you want to achieve, identifying what needs urgent attention, and also identifying what can wait. So I try to have a to-do list on the go at all times, but that's a document that's always under current review. My clients are always my priority, and I try and keep them updated as to how their case is progressing regularly. But it's also important to keep in touch with my peers in other firms and other organisations in the field, as well as the charities that support the people that we do, either early in a claim or where we can't assist with an investigation. And so I'm always trying to balance that. It's always a constant struggle to get the balance right, though.
I cannot imagine how you managed to get the right balance with all of that as your role. But it's always interesting to get some top tips from the top. You have worked for Boyce Turner for 14 years. What is it about Boyce Turner that has made you want to stay?
The people. Without a shadow of a doubt, the people make the place, and we have some of the best at Boyce Turner. I've been lucky enough to work with some leaders in their fields to see the business flourish and thrive, but also to work along solid fee earners who really just enjoy their job and strive to do a great job for our clients. No one here is ever too busy to talk through an issue or kick around a problem, and that kind of support really is treasured.
So what changes or impact do you want to make in your role as partner at Boyce Turner?
I'm really excited to be involved in the firm's approach to new routes to qualification. I had a very traditional one, but now the routes to becoming a solicitor are wide and varied and allow for people from really diverse backgrounds to qualify in law. And I think that's really, really exciting. I also really want to help support and nurture our junior lawyers in their business development efforts. It can be really intimidating taking the first steps into networking events, but it's so, so important.
Yeah, I think those initiatives are really impactful on the firm, especially surrounding the different routes into qualification. Like you, I also had a very traditional route, and I do wish I had that awareness when I was first starting out and getting into law. So what advice would you give to someone like me who's only just started out in their career?
I think the list is never ending, really, but I think I'd say my top three tips are: number one, look after yourself and your mental health. Number two, try to immerse yourself in everything about your job. Get out there, meet people, and learn all you can from those around you. And lastly, it's great to have a plan, a place you want to get to in the future. But it's important to accept that even the best laid routes to success sometimes have a diversion, a setback. There's a hole in the road. And that's okay. What it teaches you is how to adapt, how to look at things from a new perspective. So I say embrace the challenge and just try and come at your goal in a different way.
Thank you so much, Julie, for joining me today and for your insight and telling us a bit about your journey to becoming partner and for giving us some helpful top tips.
Thanks, Amy. It's been great to talk to you today.
If you want to keep up to date with all of Boyce Turner's podcasts, remember to follow or subscribe on whatever platform you use. You can also keep an eye on our social media feeds and our website. Thank you for listening.